This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, we have some NFL stories, and then I have a story that's really, it's really frustrating. I'm going to talk about it. How about this one, Mike? The Arizona Cardinals are parting ways with Kyler Murray, quarterback Kyler Murray. After, I don't know, several months of speculation about what the future looks like for Murray with Arizona, they informed, remember, he was a number one draft pick in 2019. They informed him that they plan to release him next Wednesday. And then he'll be on the free market. It's kind of similar to how the Broncos handled the Russell Wilson thing. Obviously, Murray was with the Cardinals for a long time, and then this is different, but a little different. But I think the Cardinals are copying notes from the Broncos saying, man, we can survive this. If we have to take a big salary cap hit, we can survive this. He was already guaranteed $36.8 million for 2026, and he would have been guaranteed another $19.5 for 2027 if he was still on the roster on March 16th. So, I mean, and Murray, it sounds like it's kind of mutual. Like, Murray preferred to be released, according to a source at ESPN. So, Kyler Murray, man, what do you think? Like, that guy is still, he's still an all right quarterback. I'm curious to see if he gets a real shot somewhere.
Well, his biggest problem is he's a short dude. He was like Russell Wilson. He's a short dude, so you got to open up those passing lanes because he's not throwing it over anybody. He's not seeing the receivers over any of the offensive linemen. So that's a problem. Also, one of the criticisms of him was he didn't watch enough film. Like that, I think that was in his contract. Like, watch more film, more.
Well,
practice.
He has injury issues though. He played every game in 2024, but he tore his ACL in 2022. He sat out a few games in 2021. And then he played the first five games last season, and then he had a foot injury. So you mix in all the injuries, all the money, and maybe not really living up to those expectations, then you can kind of see why Arizona's saying, you know what, wash, rinse, repeat. Let's start this thing over.
I think he will probably never start a game again unless the quarterback ahead of him is hurt.
Really?
I don't think this is going to be a
turnaround
situation. I think there are way too many red flags.
Cleveland. Go to Cleveland.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
I'm rooting for chaos. I'm rooting for chaos in Cleveland. Just send
everybody
over there.
You want more chaos?
I want more chaos over there.
You want a battleground where like a Braveheart style battleground.
That's what I want. Yeah.
To get hit by a meteor. Like, that's what
I want. That's what I want. I want, because it's not in my backyard, so I'm rooting for it. Big Hub says
Browns fans.
Big Hub says Falcons need a quarterback. Yeah, I keep hearing maybe they could be a potential candidate for Kyler Murray. Bring him into that room with your boy, with the other MPJ.
He's not a starter.
I love running quarterbacks.
I do too, but he's not a starter.
I'm gonna root for him just because you're so anti Kyler Murray. Why?
No,
do you
I'm not anti Kyler Murray.
He's such a good college player.
I was hoping he would do pretty well. It's just
Yeah.
Arizona.
Trey Hendrickson is on the move, going to be on the move, as the Bengals are not going to use the tag. They're not going to use it. So they decided not to use the franchise tag on defensive end Trey Hendrickson ahead of yesterday's deadline.
So tag, he's not it.
He's going to be available to sign with another team when free agency opens next week. So that we kind of wondered if that was going to be the case. And the Bengals went ahead and went through it. The Colts place rarely used transition tag on quarterback Daniel Jones. So they're wanting to take at least that first step to ensure that Daniel Jones sticks around. The tag guarantees the Colts the right of first refusal for Jones, preserving the right to match any competing offer sheet he might sign with an interested club. So if Jones does not sign a competing offer sheet, he would earn a one-year guaranteed salary of $37.8 million. So good for Daniel Jones. That's a great story in the NFL. I love that story.
If I'm Daniel Jones, I'm already happy.
Oh, yeah, dude. His career was done. He was done. And he revived it, and he's going to get at least $37.8 million after reviving his career with the Indianapolis Colts.
I don't know what the Colts graded their ownership, but I have to say, seeing the owner on the sideline with a clipboard.
I like her.
That's admirable.
I think at first I was like, okay, is this a gimmick? She doesn't look like a gimmick. She looks like she is really taking in everything. I hope she keeps doing it. I would love to see that more.
She looks like she's not going to see her kids outside of 30 minutes a week.
Well, yeah, Mike McDonald not doing that. Let's read a couple of texts here. Michael on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Brady and Michael, great to have Joe Cravens on your show. What a terrific guest. Yes, I concur. As usual, ESPN misses the boat. Yeah, what a stupid move by you. Hey, let's take a legend of the game. A legend of the Big Sky Conference and a legend color commentator who follows the Big Sky, who is part of the Big Sky, Starch Madness, Joe Cravens, it all goes together. And ESPN says, we're going to go with our own guys. And listen, they'll probably get some good broadcasters. Joe Cravens is one of one. And we love this guy. He is so much fun to listen to. If I know he's on a game, I'm watching just for him. I don't know if he was on. He would have been on the broadcast last night. I didn't even think about that because he also does Utah games. Should have watched last night. The wife had me watching something on Netflix, and it's pretty good. So we kind of went that route. It was her night.
As good as Interstellar?
It's called, Fool Me Once. It's like a murder mystery kind of thing. Really intense, and it's a one-season kind of thing. They're not doing multiple seasons, just 8 episodes, and away we go. It's not my cup of tea, but it's really, like, normally that's not my cup of tea, but it's really freaking good.
Sounds like ESPN fooled us 3 times. Hey, you get 3 games, and then suddenly he's gone. We're putting our guys in there.
John Fort Classic, do Rams cover or win outright tonight or suffer getting the pits? Hell yeah. Ooh, man, the Rams are a tricky beast. They have been red hot. They are 8.5-point dogs tonight in the pit against the New Mexico Lobos. I told Ali Farokhmanesh, if I'm not picking them to win, I'm just not going to say anything. So, John,
did you say something?
I'm just not going to say it. Do they cover 8.5? We're going to find out. I mean, they beat San Diego State last week, so it's hard for me to go against the Rams. They've been red hot, but why am I still like, I don't know. I mean, Rex Steiner, dude, I love watching that guy play basketball. He's not always perfect. He turns it over a lot. But and it's not just the Scott Steiner thing, okay? He's fun to watch. He's really fun to watch. Texter says, at least the Rockies get a lesson on how to play baseball at the MLB level today, by the way. Joe Cravens turns 72 next Monday. Oh, happy birthday to Joe. We got the Rockies going up against Team USA today at 1 o'clock, Mike, pregame. And then 1:10 is the game. How do you think that's going to go?
I think the Rockies are going to get mercy ruled.
Do they? Well, they played 10 innings. Who did they play yesterday? They played 10 innings for some reason. So I think the Rockies are going to take advantage of that. A tired Team USA team, they played an extra inning. You got to pounce. The Rockies are known for their pounceability, and they're gonna pounce on him today.
You're gonna have a very long beard. Shaving that beard July 31st.
Well, I'm gonna shave it again one day before the season starts. I'm gonna clean cut everything. So, because last time I didn't get a fresh haircut. I did shave, but I didn't get a fresh haircut, and that was a mistake. So I gotta go clean slate here. Give myself the best chance of not looking like a foot. That's my plan.
Too late.
Thanks, Mike.
Gonna say, are you two gonna measure beards? Like, who has the longer beard? Are you betting on that as well?
We don't just bet on not everything is a competition between the lesser of the broadcasters. It's not a competition.
Are you calling Tanner the lesser of the broadcasters?
No, that's just something. It's like a phrase. It's just like a phrase. It's a turn of phrase that you can use. Here's this. Okay, first off, Chiefs. Yeah, Faith, I just saw that one too. The Chiefs have agreed to trade, sending all pro cornerback Trent McDuffie to Los Angeles for a package of draft picks that includes the number 29 selection in the 2026 NFL draft, according to Adam Schefter. So along with the 29 pick, the Chiefs will receive a 2026 fifth and sixth round pick and a 2027 third round pick, according to sources. So, yeah, the Rams giving up a lot to go ahead and grab themselves some Trent McDuffie. That's a lot of draft picks that they're giving up. But he's an all-pro corner, man, and that's what teams are dying to get, stud corners. He's your boy.
He's my boy now. I can root for him now that he's not a Chief.
Yeah, he's a Washington guy, huh? First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Faith says, I was yesterday years old when I learned what a transition tag was. LOL. Yeah, they have a lot of these fun little phrases. Did you see the McDonald's CEO? I wanted to bring this story up. There's a new burger coming out from McDonald's called the Arch Burger. It looks good. The owner, or the CEO, excuse me, went on to review the burger. And he did a video. And he gets on and says, you know, this is great. This is actually what I'm going to have for lunch today. Just the way he said that kind of made my brain go, oh, does he not regularly eat? I get it. Even though you're the CEO of McDonald's, you can't eat McDonald's every day. But I would imagine if you're the CEO of McDonald's, you do tend to at least try McDonald's a couple times a month, a few times a month, right? I would imagine. So don't make it sound like it's a shock that you're eating it for lunch.
They actually say if you eat McDonald's without the bread, it's not too unhealthy.
But the Big Mac, don't give me Big Mac. They need to remove the middle piece of bread. Get rid of that middle piece of bread. There's no reason to have three pieces of bread.
Except to make it kind of look cool. But I'm telling you now, you got to get rid of the filet of fish.
Dude, no.
Oh, you're one of those heathens.
Filet of fish is delicious. I love it. I never thought to put cheese on there, and they did, and it's amazing. It worked out. So the CEO takes a bite of the burger, Mike. And if you've seen Michael take a bite of a burger, I mean, look out. It could get dangerous. That was not a Michael hamburger bite. He barely nibbled on it. He goes, that's really good. Like, he barely tried it. And he showed the camera his bite. It didn't even look like he took a bite out of the burger. That's got to be the worst marketing video I've ever seen in my life. The worst one.
Yeah.
That and the Ring camera ad that they did for the Super Bowl. That was terrible. That makes me not want to buy one of those.
I don't remember that one at all.
It's basically like the actor, Thor guy, thinking of all the things that could go wrong with his Ring camera or the Ring. I think it was Ring. Whatever. It's like an Alexa thing. And basically trying to kill him. Shutting the garage door on him. Doing a bunch of crazy things. And so that was a bad ad. But this is like the CEO sitting down to have this new burger. And then I saw the Burger King CEO came out to review one of their burgers, and he took like a half bite. He basically took the whole thing in, half the sandwich. That's how you review it, man. You don't take a little baby bite and tell me, oh, this is delicious. That's a garbage video, man. He's getting roasted for that.
It makes me think that he either tried it before and hated it, or he knew what was on it, and he's like, I don't like this, so I'm not going to do much of it. If you're going to do it, you got to
do it. If you're
commit to it.
And then the fries he had, he didn't even have like a full order of fries. It was like they were below the line.
McDonald's has great fries. And they had better fries when you could supersize it before that moron made that stupid video.
Travis, the new guy texting in. Mike, I know that the world revolves around you. Yeah, that's how he acts, right? And we're just living in it. But you know, some of those Catholics enjoy the fish options on the McDonald's menu. Yeah, thank you. And that wasn't where I was going because it's just a delicious sandwich. But the fish option is really a good choice. And obviously a lot of Catholics do that. Lobster.
Yeah, the Catholics are wrong.
No, the fish, the filet of fish is delicious.
And it is horrible. Alone,
just because you don't even, if it might even tease the idea of being somewhat better for you, you are like, no, stay away from it.
No, first of all, yeah, it tastes gross. And second, cooking it was a freaking nightmare for me.
Oh, that's right. You worked at McDonald's. I'm so glad I didn't go to the McDonald's that you worked at.
Yeah, Lonnie is.
Oh, Lonnie's been talking the whole time. Lonster, sorry. Michael kept you on mute.
Yes, he did, you know.
What's on your mind, man? Did you see this? Did you hear about this video? The CEO barely tries the burger, man. What's going on? I know that you wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be trying it and see if I like it, you know.
But yeah.
No, I'd say, no, don't get rid of the filet of fish.
No!
That's the best part on the menu.
Michael just has some terrible ideas.
Yeah, that one beats them all right there.
You don't get rid of filet of fish, man. That's a delicious.
Gross.
Michael's, is that real fish, Mike?
It's I think real fish, but it's like been squashed into a square and breaded.
That's all right.
That's all right. I'll take it.
I'll take it. Take one right now.
Yeah. I'll let you know, guys, know that it is frozen. It does come frozen, and I have no problem with eating the frozen. Like I've seen, quote, what is the phrase? The sausage get made? Like that turn of phrase. I've seen everything McDonald's in the background. I will still eat McDonald's. I will not eat the filet of fish.
Lobster,
oh, I would.
What's the go-to fast food for you?
Mine, filet of fish.
That's like the number one item of fast food for you?
Yep.
All right. There you go, yep. Lobster.
Either right. Filet of fish or tacos, but the one, if I go to McDonald's, it's definitely a filet of fish no matter what.
It's half and half. I'll go filet of fish, or I'll just do like the double cheeseburger.
Yeah,
or like that's good.
Well, of course, my backup is the quarter pounder.
That's good too. Yeah. Big Mac's good, but we got to remove that third piece of bread. Ain't no reason for a third piece of bread to be on there.
You know what? When I'm hungry, I'm hungry. I don't care what.
You just go for it. Lobster, appreciate the call, my man.
Hey guys, have a good day. And by the way. Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
I can't tell if that's you or him when he does that. Seriously.
No, my voice is much lower. Much, much lower.
Big Hub says Wendy's did a video and he ate almost the whole thing. Yeah, dude, if I'm reviewing a food and I run the company and I'm trying to promote this burger, dude, that thing doesn't stand a chance. Anyway. He doesn't eat. That guy does not eat McDonald's. I don't think he does. I don't think he even ever tries McDonald's. I mean, he made it sound like it was the shock of the nation. You know what? I think I'll have this for lunch today. I don't know. And then he takes the babiest bite in the history of the world. Like, oddly, though, it makes me want to try the burger. So maybe it's working. I'm not sure. We're talking about it.
Conan O'Brien, back when he had his TBS show, did a remote where he took one of his guys to the Taco Bell headquarters. And you could tell the CEO was a very skinny gal, but you could tell she actually ate like Taco Bell.
Yeah, you got to eat the stuff, man. And if you're going to do a video to promote it, eat the burger.
Yeah, like I'm sorry, this was really terrible. Did they not prep this guy?
Frustrating video to watch. You know what? One thing my brother and I used to do this all the time, watching TV shows or movies or whatever, when they have food in front of them, and they don't eat the food. For whatever reason, they're just too busy talking, or they just don't. Home Alone, when he sits down at the table and he has that freaking Kraft macaroni and cheese, it looks delicious. He's got a glass of milk right there, and he's praying, and he's about ready to dig into that freaking awesome dish, and then the bandits start attacking, and he can't eat it. That bothered me so much. It drives me insane.
I would have taken the bowl with me. You know, a lot of times in those scenes when they're eating, they don't eat before.
I know.
Because they have like 57 takes.
They got to do tons of takes. You ever watch The Sopranos? Tony won't eat. He won't eat. He just sits there with his fork and he just moves the food around nonstop. I'm like, dude, that looks like some good gabagool right there. And you're not even going to eat it. You just keep playing with your food. That's I don't know. It's a pet peeve of mine.
I've never seen The Sopranos. It's on my list. The Sopranos, The Wire.
The Sopranos is one of the greatest television shows in the history of the world.
I will watch The Sopranos if you watch Mad Men.
I will probably not. I watched one episode.
You and your wife would love Mad Men.
I don't think so.
I think you would.
Is it as good as Everybody Loves Raymond?
It's better.
It's actually
way different.
Well, I don't care. I mean, that's my level that I'm raising it to is Everybody Loves Raymond. Everything is that's on a pedestal. Everything I watch just kind of tries to creep up there to the top.
So you liked Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul?
Breaking Bad was excellent. Won't go back and watch it. Too uncomfortable.
Mad Men is almost as good, good in a different way.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Better Call Saul was good in a different way.
Smitty says Mad Men is fantastic. Mad Men is fantastic. Mad Men? Mad Men?
Yeah. So it's
what
about,
are they so mad about?
Advertising men on Madison Avenue.
They're
back
advertising
in
men or they're advert. Okay. I get. Okay. Sorry. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. It's really good.
It's
the acting.
Great. Maybe. Maybe I'll give it a shot. You know, we have to gear up for this summer, though. We're going to do it.
The Broncos preseason.
The Brady and Michael review sports movies every Friday because not as much is going on during the summer.
Because it's segment. The Rockies.
Unless the Rockies are hot, then we're going to go. But we're going which movie should we review first and when do we start? Do we start in May?
Rudy.
No.
Rudy.
No.
Rudy.
I don't
want to. You buy the filet of fish.
You will eat a filet of fish if
I will
I watch.
Eat a filet of fish and we'll watch Rudy in the other room.
In the couch room? In the couch room back there?
Yeah, in the couch room.
Okay.
But you can't. Do not talk over the original score.
Oh, I'm going to talk
every
over
time,
the original
every
score.
Every time Jerry Goldsmith's brilliant music comes on, if you start talking, I'm going to shush you.
This review segment is a bad idea. I don't know. When do we start this, by the way? Mike?
In the summer?
But I know, but what time? Like what day? The day of first day of summer we start this or what?
So June 20th?
It's got to be on a Friday because nobody reviews movies.
The first day of summer would be either June 20th or June 21st. And I feel like that's a little late.
That's
it would
a little
have
late,
to be
Mike.
Like around the first day of June.
June 20th is a Saturday, so we could start on the 19th. No, I say we start June 5th. You want to start June 5th?
You could do June 5th.
Okay, and then we got to take votes because we're gonna see what the greatest sports movie of all time is. That's what we're gonna do with this, and it's definitely not this one.
What are you talking about? It is this one.
Maybe it's because everybody built it up in my mind that it was so good, and then when I watched it, I'm like, it's so unrealistic.
And half of it's made up.
Well, yeah. Vince Vaughn was in that movie, though.
He was, yeah. He was good.
Yeah.
Wasn't supposed to say GD anymore.
And then Samwise Gamgee was in it. He was Rudy.
He was Rudy.
He was much better as Samwise Gamgee in Lord of the Rings. More believable.
Lord of the Rings also has a great original score.
Lord of the Rings was more believable than Rudy. I believe that there are elves and dwarves fighting evil forces, more so than I could believe a tiny little human goes out there and plays defensive line for a storied Notre Dame football program.
Don't say Notre Dame. It's Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Anyone who says Notre Dame should lose their job.
Are you saying I should lose my job?
Yes.
Who would replace me?
Me. I'm replacing you.
There have been people that would like to hear the Michael show instead of the whole show.
Brock Wisney. I'm saying that Brock, I'm putting those words in his
Brock
mouth.
Brock did not say that, and he wouldn't. He's nice to you. He's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
12:29 the time. Let's take a break.
Will anything slow down the Colorado Avalanche? Find out with us on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name. when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right. Yesterday was great radio. I thought it was great radio. We had the Brock Wisney show. We had Chris Dempsey talking Nuggets. We had Matt Mummy in for an hour. So yeah, I figured, like, yesterday's good. Now we'll move on to today. This is whatever it is. We've got Derbs, the dude down the hall.
Why are we taking shots?
Tanner Schwint. And, well, Michael and I just spent 30 minutes talking about McDonald's and Rudy.
Yeah. No, Micah,
somebody needs to save the show.
I was texting in. Some of it couldn't be read on air. Micah is like if Rudy never made the team. I think that
so
would
it's
be,
just about a guy that wants to be there.
In reality?
He just walks by campus. Oh, man, it sure be great to be there. And then,
wish I was smart enough. Wish I wasn't this fat. Oh, well.
And then it's like a four-minute movie.
That is going to be the name of the documentary they make about me. I wish I wasn't so fat. I wish I was smart enough. Oh, well.
Which movie do you think we should review? Sports movie, because we're going to do a new segment.
You got to do Moneyball,
dude. It's going to be called Brady and Michael Review Movies during the summer because there's not as much going on.
Waterboy.
You want us to review Waterboy first?
No. Yes. You gotta
I'm going to write down.
Moneyball.
I'm going to take. How many are there? One, two, three, four. There's four of us here. I'm going to take down a suggestion from each of us, and I'm going to put it on social media, the socials, and we'll take a vote. So Michael says the worst movie ever. I think that's the other
it's
name
not a good
it.
Movie.
Rudy.
That's pretty good.
You're just saying that
Rudy.
You and Brady are friends.
I'm friends with all of you guys.
He doesn't like a lot of stuff that I... He didn't like
correct.
Sinners. That was a great... That's it probably was, the greatest
the
movie that's ever
you,
been
Tanner.
Made.
Overhyped that movie so much.
Sinners is so
Rudy's
good.
Incredibly Tanner, overrated. Yeah. Oh,
okay, so Michael's saying Rudy. Derbs is saying Waterboy. Are you saying Moneyball?
Yeah, for Moneyball. Or Happy Gilmore. Happy
all
Gilmore.
Of those movies except for Happy Gilmore
you have to
are
pick one.
Happy Gilmore 2.
No.
Yes.
Happy I have to Gilmore watch that 2. Quickly because we did get Netflix. Again.
Okay, yeah, you need to watch Happy Gilmore 2.
So is that your suggestion?
Yes, Happy Gilmore 2 is my suggestion.
It was better than what you'll think.
Yes.
It's not good.
That should give you all the confidence in the world.
And I will take the first texter that tells me a movie they would like to me to watch that I have to talk to Michael about. Are you serious? Is this a real thing, Smitty?
What you need me?
Is it Michael, up? Bring breaking... my computer shut down.
What do you need?
Derbs, all I'm getting is a text. Roddy to the Nuggets. That's all I'm getting is a text here. Is this a real thing? Because I got duped yesterday. Yeah. I'm trying not
yes,
to get duped.
The Denver Nuggets are signing 2022 first round
holy
pick David
crap.
To a two-way NBA deal out of the Raptors.
Oh,
I don't mind.
My gosh. This is the most amazing thing that's ever happened to me.
What do you see in Derbs?
Is it fake?
No, yeah. It's Shams. What?
Well, I don't see on...
It's Shams, 16 minutes ago. Shams has it, the real Shams. 3.6 million followers. The Denver Nuggets are signing 2022 first-round pick David Roddy to a two-way NBA deal out of the Raptors 905 in the G League. Sources tell ESPN additional wing depth for the Nuggets for the regular season.
Also, Lidler also has it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. David Roddy to the Denver Nuggets.
Time for the David Roddy Show Volume 2, perhaps?
Yeah.
I'll call him and we'll arrange that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
call him and make sure.
I think you should FaceTime him. He will definitely
okay.
pick up a FaceTime.
I could do it right now. Mm-hmm. We could FaceTime him right now. Dude, that's great news.
I like that.
All right, so that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much he'll actually play.
He just played well in I think he was Team USA's openers, and I think it's the FIBA qualifiers.
Mm.
He was their leading scorer.
Okay, so do you see, I mean, again, this is all just brand new information to us, but do you see him actually getting meaningful minutes in...
I would think
for the Nuggets in their Nuggets rotation.
I wouldn't call it meaningful minutes, but I would think he gets a shot because I think they're Spencer Jones being hurt. I think they've seen enough of Hunter Tyson where I don't think he's ever going to get off the bench. And they need guys that are physical and want to play. And he has heart, so this might
and
truthfully might be his last shot.
And it would be with the Denver Nuggets.
So I think that could be a cool story, and maybe get some run.
That would be so cool. Mm-hmm. I would love to see that, man. Go ahead and let's go ahead and get Nick Clifford over here, too.
They might as well. Now they'll have three former Grizzlies on probably that second unit with Tyus Jones and Joe Val and now Roddy.
Dude.
Just putting something together.
Now they got KJ Simpson, former Buff, and former Ram, David Roddy. That's an awesome story.
I would imagine they let KJ Simpson's two-way deal run out with the Tyus Jones signing, I would think.
Probably.
Stuck with it. But yeah, I mean, I think all of those guys are going to get an opportunity because I think what they know what they have isn't working now. So I bet they get some flex minutes in there.
This is awesome. This is great news. All right, Michael, let's take a quick break here. We'll keep here with the meeting of the mindless, as we've called this. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting Brian Song texting in from the 970.
Yes!
That one's sad.
Do we want to be sad? Of course you like to be depressed and sad. And
no,
I don't
that's
be...
such a good movie.
All right,
it is a good movie, but sad.
It is a great movie. It's a great movie. Let's take a quick break and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
It's like a quarterback in here, like Patrick Mahomes, trying to get Michael to snap me the ball, turn the mic on. Just won't do it.
He looked like a great cover.
Center not paying attention.
He looked like he was doing the Thriller dance, trying to do the keyboard to this.
He's actually showing me some moves lately. He's got some moves back there. It's nice.
Hidden talent.
A lot of people are suggesting movies now. Brian Song, I got Chariots of Fire.
Oh, that's a good one. I mean, both of them have great original scores.
Does Chariots of Fire count? Stop.
Yes, it does. Stop. It's about, I think, a track team or cross country.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
I was thinking of like a chariot.
like a Joker race?
Yeah.
Horse race?
Like, that doesn't count. Does a horse racing movie count as a sports movie?
Sure.
Like Seabiscuit?
Secretariat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that story, yeah.
Yeah, Derb says it counts, so it checks out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's got to be in the mix.
It can't be about the horse.
So the first one I got, I said I would go with the first listener that texted in that with my choice. So we've got Rudy, we've got Waterboy, we've got Happy Gilmore 2, and then Brian Song. I can't like throw that one out. That's quite the mix,
Derbs.
I don't know, man. And
Brian Song can't be number one. It can't be the
first special movie, but it's one of those that I don't want to watch again.
That's not an enjoyable...
No. It's not like, hey, let's get the gang together, crack open a couple of pops, and watch Brian's song.
I'm going to watch Brian's song anyway.
Well, you're the kind of guy that's like, I'm going to go watch something depressing and brooding and
turn all the lights off and make sure there's no other light coming in.
Yes.
It's a beautiful story of friendship.
What do you know about friendship? You're the worst
friend. I have lots of friends.
What happened to Larry or whatever? Your friend that we can't track down.
Yeah, in California. What happened to him?
I have lots of friends
out there.
Is it Jimmy?
Yeah. Nobody's been able to track down Jimmy. Nobody.
He's got our best minds on it. He doesn't have like Gershwin, Jones, McDougal, one of these weird names that people give their kids nowadays.
McDougal. Is that where we're going?
I thought you'd criticize the Gershwin.
Travis, the new guy, says, hey, Michael was supposed to remind you to do something at 12:45. What were you supposed to
do? Something at 12:45.
What were you supposed to... Did I say that? Did I say remind me to do something at 12:45?
I don't know.
Derbs?
It's 12:47.
Gosh, whatever it was is gone. 303 says Hoosiers. Let's do that one. Boys in the Boat. Washington rowing team that wins gold in 1936 Olympics. Johnny Cinema.
We should do that one.
Give me fun stuff. Like Any Given Sunday.
That's good. Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz and Jamie Foxx mm-hmm. and Al Pacino. Mm-hmm. Like, give me something like that. What's the one where he breaks his arm and throws the ball really fast?
Rookie of the Year.
Uh-huh. That's a good one. Why aren't we getting any of those suggestions?
Hot Ice. Was a part of Rookie of the Year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
When he gets stuck in a cage down there.
Yes.
Air Bud 2. Yeah. Oh, how about we do the one where Goldie Hawn is a football coach?
Oh, I've never seen it, but I know what you're talking about. Because Goldie Hawn was in everything.
I don't remember that one.
Back in the day.
I don't think I've seen that either.
All right, we'll take suggestions. We're loading this up for, June 5th?
Wildcats.
How many options are we going to give? Are we going to just getting,
I need
we're getting
to get,
a pool?
And I need to get, because Twitter only allows you to do four on the poll, so I need four every week that we can take a vote on.
Oh, we can make that go for a while.
And then we, and then 303 says Chariots of Fire, so we're getting a lot of Chariots
of
Fire.
Gotta do that one.
Must be good.
Okay, we'll try. 48 minutes after the hour, what did we learn coming up next?
Avalanche games and talk. Keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Cato June, all pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
We got a lot of pressure. We got to rise above it. Mm-hmm. Got to harness in the good energy. Block out the bad. Harness energy, block that. Feel the flow. Feel it. It's circular. It's like a carousel.
We couldn't decide whether to do What Did We Learn or the pressure cooker today, so we decided to do both. So, what did we learn?
Kyle Freeland's in the pressure cooker, baby, taking on Team USA.
Derbs, what did your pressure cooker learn?
I learned that the pressure cooker is Team USA scoring a zillion runs today.
Oh, absolutely they will. But so will the Rockies.
Learn that Micah, just kind of do a, what did I learn now?
Yeah.
I learned that Micah's a communist because he'd root for the Broncos over at Team USA.
Now you're starting to get it, though, Mike, because Team Serbia, go Serbia. Micah, what did you learn in pressure cooker in today?
Okay, first of all, the Broncos are America's team, and
actually,
they're all
the
Americans
Cowboys.
Except for, like, one of them, because the NFL requires, like, at least
who's
one
in the
of
pressure
them
cooker?
To be a non-American.
Who's in the pressure cooker?
Oh, I'm putting the CSU Rams in the pressure cooker. You got to win tonight, and I predict them to win.
You're predicting the Rams? They're 8.5-point dogs to the New Mexico Lobos.
Yes, I predict them to win. Tanner, I turned your mic off.
Tanner, you can use my mic.
Tanner, I turned your mic back on.
Okay, Derbs, Michael, Tanner, we'll talk to you tomorrow. I don't know what just happened. Something did happen, though. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.